back to another episode of Extra Feature Interviews. Today we have a fabulous director. It's his first movie I've ever seen. It's called We Make Movies. We got Matt Torrey with you. Welcome, Matt.
How's it going, Simon?
I'm great. I'm glad we finally got together. Obviously, I can't figure out East Coast time and West Coast time. I really should get on that one of these days.
Oh, that's fine.
So, I had a fun time watching your film. It looks like you, I presume they're all your buddies.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. All the people in the movie were all longtime friends. I think the person I've known the least, I've still known them about 10 or 12 years. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I'm going to ask some questions about some people in the film, and then I want to get into the film, if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Let's
My favorite is Curtis. Why do you get singled out constantly?
Curtis, you know, that was just a fun character. I had an idea for it. Kind of shows how bad of a person Steven is, that he just hates this person for no reason, just because he kind of, is a hindrance to his ego, because he's kind of a competition. He's also a filmmaker, so it kind of just shows how self-conscious he is. But it's kind of just a fun side character that, it's just kind of mainly he's just there to show how big of a jerk Steven is.
That's right. Curtis is my favorite.
Okay.
Curtis makes me laugh every time Steven picks on him. It made me laugh.
And that played by my friend Matt Silver, and we're very good friends in real life. So
I was thinking this guy must take so much abuse from you.
Yeah.
That was cool. As a film, and who's the couple? Okay, the main girl, who was she hooked up with in real life, or is she?
Actually, she got engaged while we were filming the movie. Not actually while we were filming it, but during the time we were filming the movie. Her name's Anne. She's a good friend. She went to high school with all of us. She had never really acted in anything, but I thought she would be perfect for this. So I asked her, and she said, yeah, she'd be down. So it was kind of an interesting summer for her, because she had never really acted in a movie or anything before, and she kind of just was thrown into this with all of us. And we were all friends, so we all knew each other, but it was a fun experience for her, I think.
Yeah, of all of you, you seem to all know each other, and I was trying to figure out how she worked in, because I'm like, she doesn't really seem like she knows you guys as well as you guys know each other.
Yeah, with the rest of us, so basically all of us that you, like the main six characters or so, we all went to the same high school together, except for Jordan, who plays Donnie. But I've known him basically since I was born, because our parents are best friends.
Is Donnie your right-hand man in the movie?
Yeah. He's like my right-hand man, the nerdy guy. But he's kind of known my friends because, we all get together sometimes. But the rest of us, we all went to high school together. So Anne went to high school with us. But Zach and Johnny and Matt and myself and some other people, we were always making movies after school and things like that. So we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I got that from the end of the film when you do the wrap up and show the clips. I thought that was really good, because I was wondering, like, these guys seem like they know each other forever.
Yeah, basically the movie is kind of, the whole inspiration for the movie was our childhoods growing up making movies together. So it's kind of a just different things that happened to us, different silly things, and I kind of changed the characters from kids to college students so that we could play them.
Okay. Yeah. Now, yourself, did you want to come off like that much of a jerk?
I did, yeah. I wanted to see if I could make a movie where you could have, like, the main character not be a likable person.
He is completely unlikable. Nobody
can
like
him. And then maybe by the end of the movie, he's still not likable, but you like him maybe a little bit more than you did at the beginning. So that was the goal.
I don't think you do. I don't think he ever redeems himself at all in your film.
At the end, he kind of, he basically comes to terms with the fact that the people, the friends, are more important to him than the movie. So
yeah, but I don't know. It was kind of strange. I thought he'd be nicer to them earlier. I was kind of like,
yeah, he's just a jerk in general, though. So it was interesting to see if I could do a movie where you just don't like the main character, but you still are kind of rooting for him almost.
Yeah, oh,
you want the other people around him to succeed.
Okay, now we'll get into the film. I love the sound effects. Is that something you've worked on for a long time?
The what was that?
The sound effects. You had really good sound effects throughout the film.
Like, oh, just in general, you mean?
Yeah. Because a lot of indie film doesn't have sound effects. Like, I usually get, like, paper rustling or something, but that's normal, just pickup of what they're doing.
I mean, I guess that's the first time anyone has ever commented on that. That's a nice comment, though. Yeah, I mean, I edited it myself, so I spent a lot of time working on the audio and the sound just to make sure, you know, it sounded good. But
I think you did a good job. I mean,
mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you.
Now, did you guys have hidden mics or did you have a sound boom? That's what I was wondering. I could not find a mic.
Actually, neither. It's all sound from in the camera.
Okay, I was wondering that.
Yeah, like, so it's very, mics? Very
I can't see,
guerrilla style.
Okay, I was wondering, because, I mean, the amount of films you guys have made, I'm sure you guys have added over and over in every film different things.
Oh, yeah. Even for this movie, we had to do a lot of audio work because I didn't want it to I wanted it to feel kind of rough because, you know, it's supposed to be these people following the characters around with cameras, so it shouldn't be like there's, you know, there's mics right on them, but obviously you want to make sure that you can hear them and it's not distracting. So we did have to do some work, like ADR work, to make sure that all the lines were good, things like that.
The musical choices. I did notice you made different effects for music and obviously sound effects. Where did your musical choices come from?
The music is all by a band called the Freak Fandango Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
And I basically I forget how I found them, but a couple of years ago while we were getting the movie ready, where we were going to film it and everything, I came across them, and I basically just reached out to them, and I said, hey, I think your music would be perfect for our movie. It's kind of that really, you know, funky, lighthearted kind of music that I'd like to put in a couple spots in the movie. And they said, yeah, that'd be great, and they actually let us use their music for free in the movie. So
that's awesome.
It was really cool, yeah.
I did notice the music. I quite liked it. So I was like, I gotta ask.
Yeah, they consider themselves a gypsy band.
Oh,
so,
okay. That's
it's a band. Very, you know, it's very unique kind of music. I thought it fit really well.
I have a note here for high production values, which means to me, it looks like you did well. Like, I mean, a lot of the sets look like inside people's houses. So I was wondering if it was the same house over and over again. And whose mom is that? That was another question I had.
That's my mom in real life. That's my mom. That's Steven's mom. So, yeah.
Does she bring you food, really food, or in those boxes? Or
yeah, I mean, I kind of just was making fun of kind of some of the things she used to do when all my friends would be at my house and, you know, we'd be filming movies. So she'd always make lunch for us and always kind of be around watching what we're doing, even if we didn't want her there, you know, that kind of thing. But she's always so fun. Everyone always loves her being around, and it's kind of a running joke that she's always in all of the movies I make, so she has to have some kind of role.
That was great. Okay, so is it your house you're shooting in then a lot of the scenes?
So in the movie, Steven's house is my house in real life, so that's actually my bedroom that he's in and all that. It's all my real house, and then the apartment where Garth and Curtis live is actually a real apartment where the two of them lived. At the time when we were filming this movie, they actually were roommates in real life, and they're not anymore, but that's actually their real apartment. And then we also used Zach's house for one of the scenes, who plays Leonard, when they're doing like the rain scene with the umbrella.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where did you find the bad guy? That's what I also wanted to know.
Oh, the guy who steals the car?
The guy that steals the car. I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah, his name's Curtis, too.
I was going to go, wasn't it Curtis? But I'm like, it can't be Curtis. I mean, the other guy's dead.
He went to our high school as well. Yeah, he was one of our friends, and we thought he'd be perfect for it. He's kind of the same kind of thing where he hadn't really been in any of our movies or anything, but he was a good friend, and we thought he'd be perfect for it. And he really knocked it out of the park. I've heard a number of people say that he's their favorite part of the movie.
No, Curtis for me, the other Curtis. Is the steal for me is him for sure. Because he just makes me laugh. Oh,
yeah.
Leonardo's trailer.
Yeah.
Whose idea?
That was my idea. I thought it'd be funny to, you know, because everyone's always talking about a trailer and what would be the equivalent of a trailer for like a no-budget movie. And it'd be, you know, we basically went out to U-Haul and rented that trailer for $20 that day and used it. and that's just what they would have done on the movie. So that's just what we did. So
I laughed.
It's a nice side gag.
Great side gag. I laughed so hard at that side gag. That made me laugh out loud pretty hard. And I love him in the car trunk. I thought was pretty good.
That's basically after a week or so, they can't afford that trailer anymore. So he's got to stay in the trunk.
And before I forget, I have to ask, are the corn dogs cooked?
The corn dogs are good, yeah.
No, cooked.
Oh, cooked. Some of them were, some of them were not. The ones that were in the garage were not cooked. Those were all just frozen corn dogs sitting there.
And you're eating them?
Well, I don't think we eat them in that scene. The one where we go to Garth's apartment and then he's in the shower and we're eating corn dogs, those were cooked. Yeah.
Okay, because I was wondering, because you kept going to how raw they are. I'm like, tell me they're not raw corn dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a funny thing. I just want to go back. What was your budget on the film, if you want to discuss it, and how was it financed?
The budget was basically about $1,000 or $1,500. That's it.
That's good work. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, because basically it's just all of us volunteering our own time and equipment and things like that. The budget really only went to, when we had to buy food for the days of filming or, we had to go out and buy some specific costumes or props for the movie. We did have to pay for some, a few songs that we used in the movie. We gave donations to whoever we got to let us use the music, that kind of thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's absolutely great. I'm really impressed you shot this for under $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you can only do something for that kind of money when everyone is willing to put all their time and all this into it for nothing. So we all just wanted to make this together. So I think we shot it over about 15 days.
Oh, wow.
Over the course of one summer. So it was, it took over a large part of our, those couple months, and it was all just us volunteering our time. So we had a lot of fun though.
That's great. Your film homages, who chose that? Was it all you who wrote the script or was it a group?
I wrote the script. Yeah. I mean, other people, contributed ideas here and there. But mainly when you're seeing the scenes of where they're making their own movie and they're spoofing, The Wizard of Oz or
Back to the Future,
Back to the Future,
Star
all those
Wars,
kind of things. Yeah. Schindler's List, all that. That's stuff that was in the script.
Okay. You had lots of extras on your film festival scene. Are they all friends?
Those were all people that that was actually my church. And they let us use it for a night, and then we basically just got the word out to invited friends and family to come be in a scene in the movie. So
that's great.
I think we got about, I think there was 50 or 60 people there. So
it looked like
good.
A good crowd. I was pretty impressed with the crowd.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder how we did that.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah, we got a lot of people that came out and helped us.
And is the Boring Film Festival a real thing? I didn't Google it because I wanted to.
No, it's not. No, Boring is not a real city.
I was wondering. I'm like, maybe it's a town in California I've never heard of. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, Boring is just, it was just for that joke of where they lived in Boring. So
okay, that's cool.
It does not exist. I wish it did, though.
Well, I was just wondering. So have you submitted this film to any film festivals or anything?
Yeah, it played at a few film festivals last year. It won a couple awards, and then it released on Amazon earlier this year. So we played at a couple film festivals. It's not really the kind of movie where, it's going to play at a lot of big film festivals. It's just not that kind of movie, but we did want to, at least try to play it somewhere so people could watch it at some, festivals that maybe like silly comedies like this. So we submitted to a few and played at a couple. But then mainly the main goal was, we figured most people are going to see it online probably.
And how's your reaction been online to that?
It's been good. I've been really surprised by all the different feedback. I mean, it's been a lot more positive than I expected. Obviously when I made it, I thought it was funny or else I wouldn't have written those jokes in the movie, because obviously I think it's funny, but it's a different thing when you say, oh, are other people going to think this is funny as well? So I thought maybe it might be a little mixed here, maybe half negative, half positive. But I think I've stumbled upon 30 or 40 reviews on movie blogs, and they've all been really positive. I've just come across one or two that were negative. So it's been good.
I think if you see a negative review on this film, they didn't get it.
Yeah, I try not to take it to heart. I mean, there's one review that I read. It's like, this guy obviously didn't even get what the movie was. So I'm not even going to worry about his complaints about it.
I'm with you. They got to get the film. It's a fun film.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, well, that's good to hear. Thanks.
I mean, I think some people get confused with, mainstream attractions, like Cineplex attractions, as opposed to indie film. I mean, indie film has less production values, obviously, and you're going to look for something different when you're watching an indie film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what your view is. I have little information usually when I watch an indie film, and I'm looking for something different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking for Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, it's definitely a different kind of movie.
But I like that, because I get different things, and I get to see different things. And I get to hear, like I said, different musical choices I would never hear before.
Uh-huh.
And I get to see your mom, which was great. I just laugh. I go, it's not your mom, but I go, I got to ask.
Yeah. She always knocks it out of the park and everything. Well, she thinks she's not a good actor, but I think she does perfect.
She's pretty solid, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a weak link.
I'll tell her you said that.
Oh, yeah. Tell her I said I quite enjoyed her. So how many films have you guys done as a group is one of the questions I had.
Well, this is basically our first legitimate feature film that we made. We made a couple feature films years ago that are not really anything that I would consider like a real movie. We did one that was called Forward to the Past, which was a whole spoof of Back to the Future. And and we did that maybe 6 years ago or so. And then we did another one that was kind of like a spoof of the Godfather movies. And that took us 3 years to make. But those movies are kind of nothing we can do anything with, because we made those when we were a lot more naive and we didn't really understand all the copyright issues and everything of, you know, there's all kinds of music in that we can't have in it and all that stuff. So they were good learning experiences. They were a lot of fun, you know, different. They were a lot of fun for everyone to watch, all of our friends and family, but they're not really movies that are out or anything. So this is our first real, legitimate movie, I would say. And then we've made a lot of, short films and stuff as well.
How did you choose the films at the end, then? Or just you pick the best scenes from your other films, then?
I took a couple weeks to just filter through all these old videotapes and everything I had in my house of all the old stuff we used to film. And I kind of just picked out clips here and there of different people that were in the movie that I could show how young they were and things like that.
I did get that. Now, you'll show a scene with, it looks like a bank robbery or something, and your mom's in it?
Yes.
What film is that?
I think that was probably 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out, it's not Treasure of the Sierra Madre, because that's what I thought you were trying to get for.
No, I think that was just that was not a spoof of anything. That was just some stupid movie we made in my backyard, me and my friend, when I was, 14 probably.
Okay, no problem. Because I was just why are they homaging this? I was trying to think about what it was, watching the credits. Okay, good.
Do you mean at the film festival in the movie when they're watching the clips?
No, at the end of the film, you have a film that you look really young in.
Okay, that was some old movies we filmed when I was real young.
Okay, no problem. I was like, is there a homage here I'm missing? I was just trying to figure out where you were going with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even known what Treasure of the Sierra Madre was back then.
You never know. I'm trying to reach. I was like, maybe he is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. What's your future project? So what are you looking for in the future? Or what are you going to do with this film? It's released online, obviously, on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's out so people can watch it. And then I'm focusing a lot on writing, so I've been trying to write a lot of scripts. I was hired to write a movie recently, so I've been busy working on that.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, so that's been fun. And then the same crew that made We Make Movies, we actually just made a short film, just kind of a little 10-minute, more of a drama. And that I think we're going to release that this coming week.
Awesome.
So I can send that to you if you want, but it's more of a drama. We wanted to try and make something a little more serious, see if we could pull that off. But so I've been busy, mostly writing. So that's
great, though. Is your future plans to go a little bit bigger with your writing?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully the goal would be to, you know, write and direct full time. I'm kind of focusing just on writing because I think that if I had to choose just one thing, I would rather write. So,
oh wow,
I like telling stories, you know. So that's what I get my joy out of. So that's what I've been focusing on.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah,
I do have some crazy questions. Just to go with them if you want. I want to know your favorite film of all times. It's just one question I ask everybody I ever meet.
Yeah, my favorite film of all time is Back to the Future.
I can see that. You did period there. Mm-hmm. I did notice.
Yeah, Back to the Future, just because it's such a I think it's just such a perfect example of a movie that like blends so many different genres together and does it so well. Because it's like a science fiction movie and a comedy and a drama and a romantic movie, like all at once, you know? And you don't really see that from many movies that can do that.
Now, did you like that they replaced Eric Stoltz with Michael J. Fox?
I love Michael J. Fox, so yeah.
He's perfect. It's so weird when I'm seeing the old Stoltz footage of him. It just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox, he's so great in those movies.
Okay, I guess you might have answered my next question with that question, but I always go, what's your go-to popcorn film? And that would be Back to the Future to me.
Probably, you know, Back to the Future or, you know, something like, I'm a huge, you know, Steven Spielberg fan, so movies like Indiana Jones or, you know, things like that.
Would you show the homage? You do show the homage again to Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Steven in the movie, he really looks up to Steven Spielberg. That's pretty much me as well.
That's awesome. Favorite popcorn topping? It's the last one.
Favorite popcorn topic?
Topping, or what do you get at the movie theater concessions?
Oh, I see. I like just, you know, buttered popcorn. It's not good for you, but it's so good. I like popcorn and a cherry Coke, but I need to not have it very often.
I got to tell you a bad thing. I live in Canada. We don't have cherry Coke that often. I have to get it from the States when I go down.
Really?
We don't have it up here too often.
Wow, okay.
It
we have
sets me.
I really like cherry vanilla Coke, and that's something that's even more rare to find.
Cherry vanilla Coke?
Cherry vanilla Coke,
I've never seen it in my life.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite soda, probably. You don't find it very often, though.
I've never seen it. Does Coke make it, I guess?
It does, yeah. It's I think there's only like one store kind of near me, a Walmart, that usually has like it in the bottles, and I will go get it sometime. But it's not very. I don't think it's a big seller, so they don't really sell it that much.
I've never seen it. I'll look for it.
Try it sometime.
Now you've told me, I'm like, okay, I have to look for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, cherry Coke. If I find it in a grocery store, they say available for a limited time, and then they really mean that.
Why is that, you think? Why is Canada against cherry Coke?
I wish they won't, because I have to, when I go down there, I buy like 6 cases to bring it back up, because it's my favorite.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of funny. I want to thank you for sending me your film.
Yeah, no problem.
I thought
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I really, really liked it. It made me laugh on numerous occasions.
That's awesome. That's good to hear.
I love the work you guys put into it. Like I said, I saw very tightness of everybody in it, and I thought that was great. Is there anything you want to add I didn't ask you about or anything I didn't get into?
No, I mean, I think you asked a lot of good questions. I mean, just thanks for watching it. Thanks for enjoying it. Because, I mean, this is not a movie that, you know, we were thinking that we were going to make a lot of money off of or anything. It's mainly just something that we wanted to make because it's a movie that we thought would be a funny movie. So it's nice to hear when people watch it and enjoy it.
Oh, I thought it was great. I really liked it. I thought it was fun. And I enjoy independent cinema and doing these interviews because it's fun for me.
Uh-huh.
I get a fresh take on your filmmaking. I'm very interested in how you did. Oh, that's one question I didn't ask you. How many cameras did you use? It looks like a one-shot camera most of the time.
It's just one camera. It's a Canon DSLR, and we would do all the different angles separately.
Now, who is shooting it? Because you're in most scenes.
So we had a friend. So my friend Jordan, who plays Donnie, his roommate, Austin, is a videographer, so we got him to help us a lot.
That explains why it looks
clean. On days when he wasn't available, basically it's just the me or Jordan or maybe Zach, whoever's not in the shot filming the scene. That's basically how it's happening.
I forgot to ask that because that was a question. Like, it looks like a one-shot camera, so I said, better ask.
Yeah, so we had I had the shot list of all the different angles I wanted. And then, you know, if Austin wasn't there that day, if it was maybe like an opposite shot of someone I was talking to, I would maybe film it or something like that. It was very, you know, bare bones kind of thing.
Hey, you did it on a great budget. I thought your budget was perfect. I'm really impressed because usually most films I hear about 15 to 20,000. So when you talk about $1,000, I was shocked.
Yeah, it's just because we're all volunteers.
That's great. Now tell people where they can find this great film.
So you can watch it on Amazon if you want. If you just search We Make Movies on Amazon Video, it'll come up. Even if you're not a Prime member, you can still watch it for free with an ad at the beginning, I believe. And then also, if you'd rather have like a copy to download or to watch on the airplane or something, you can download it for just a couple bucks, I think. You can rent it or buy it on our website at wmmfilm.com. So like WMM, like We Make Movies. film.com.
Okay, I want to thank you for your time, and thank you for letting us watch the film. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Simon.
Okay, bye.